You're listening to the weekly podcast of City Church Orlando, located just off of 1792 at 650 Airport Boulevard in Sanford, Florida. Our website, OrlandoCityChurch.com. Today, Lead Pastor Eugene Smith will continue with our series called Jesus Is. Jesus is the point of all life and gives meaning and grace to all those who are willing to heed his call and come to him. This morning, we're going to experience the grace of Jesus as we obey his call to come and listen, learn, and let him lift the burdens of our life. Our scripture text comes from Matthew chapter 11, starting in verse 28. Today's message is entitled, The Point of Life.
On behalf of my wife, Laura, and Austin, and Ken, and myself, we just want to thank you. It's been a joy, really, honestly. The last 10 years, I've said it many times, it's never easy serving God, but it's always good. Doing God's plan for your life is the only way to live the blessed life. And it's an honor to serve you. It's an honor to serve this congregation, this second service. I love you. Thank you for being here today. We love the city. We thank God for what he's enabled us to do in this community, in this city, over the last 6 years. To think that a church, you know, they told us, the guys are the pros, so you know, when a church goes from one location to the next, it's always a challenge. But we moved from Altamont Springs to Long, and multiple locations, and multiple locations in Altamont Springs to Longwood. And here we found a home in Sanford. And God has opened up this city. And we are seeing God do things in this city that I had no idea would ever happen in my lifetime. And I'm so grateful to the Lord. And you were part of that dream. And this is a great church. And great churches are made of great people. And great people are people who know how to pray. And this is a praying church. In just 2 days, we're going to be voting. You know, in this church, there are people who vote from both sides of the aisles. We have people who are Republicans, Independents, and Democrats. But the fact is, today, when we come into this place, we are saved by one message, and it's the message of grace. It's not about race. It's not about politics. It's not about any of those things. It's about the love of God being known and being made known in our city. We have, as Americans, the great privilege to vote. It is a great honor. You saw that little clip there. It hasn't always been that way. These are the best of times and the worst of times. And as Christian people, we believe that God has a plan for people from the womb to the tomb. From the womb to the tomb. You know, many years ago, a long time ago, God spoke to a man by the name of Solomon. And in Solomon's generation, things were difficult. And the Bible says that when the heavens are shut up and there is no rain, because your people have sinned against you, and when they pray towards this place and confess your name and turn from their sins, then hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your servants. Teach them the right way to live. And we as believers have an opportunity to pray. And so I'm calling the men. You know, we had prayer meetings last night. We had about 40 people on a Saturday night, and it was a powerful time of prayer. But tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, I'm challenging the men of this church to come and pray for 1 hour. And we're praying that righteousness would be restored in our nation. The Bible says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. We have great challenges economically. We have great challenges in our areas of morality. We have great challenges in our areas of national debt and the mortgage crisis and all these things. Men are looking for many solutions, and I want you to know today, there is a solution. And the solution is that we as a nation turn our hearts back to God, the God who can open the windows of heaven, the God who's caused us to be the most prospered and blessed people on planet Earth. We are the most blessed people that the world has ever known. And God is calling us as a church back to prayer, calling our nation back to prayer, to be a people that seek Him. There will always be people who live life their own way, but we are believers in the one true God, and His name is Jesus. And Jesus is the point of life. Jesus is the point of life. I'm going to read one scripture verse, and I'm going to talk to you for just a few moments, and then we're going to stand together, and we're going to worship our King. We're going to worship our King, and His name is Jesus. You see, Jesus is the point of all life. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. And the Bible says, Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in these next couple of moments, I pray that your spirit and your power that's already been so evident and so real to us in our times of worship. And Lord Jesus, the way that the people have honored my wife and I and our family, it's been something that you are pleased with, and you are pleased with your people today. And Father, I ask right now that in these next few moments, that every heart will be open to hear, every spiritual eye will be able to see that you have called us to come unto you. I thank you today, God, that you are working on behalf of this church and on behalf of the people in this church. But I ask right now for you to do what only you can do by the power of your word. In Jesus' wonderful and mighty name, amen. What is the point of life? What is the point to your life? If you were to walk out of the street, and any street, any mall, go to Seminole Town Mall or Altamont Mall, or you were to go to Walmart right down the street here, and you were just to begin to interview people and ask them, what is the point of life? Most people would say, well, they would end up talking to you about the what of life, what they do, what they think about life. But to really understand the why of life, you see, there's a big difference between the why and the what. And as believers and followers of Jesus, we understand today that before we can do the what, we got to know the why. Why are we on this planet? Why are we here? You see, if you're an atheist or if you're a humanist and you just believe that you're only here for a short period of time and there's nothing beyond this and there was nothing before this and we're just by accident, then you can live your life any way that you choose. But when you understand that there is a why to life, and that why is the person of Jesus, and that person of Jesus came 2,000 years ago who was God himself from heaven's glory to live among men, to show men the way, to teach them that there is a way to live life, the blessed life, the abundant life, the good life, not a life free from problems, but a life that when you are with him, that when you are going through problems, you know that he is there with you. I thought about this morning. I thought about this whole concept of why we're here and why people are on this planet. I've spent a lot of time thinking about the why of my life. And the reason that I am doing the what today is because I know the why. I know the why. And the why this morning is the point of my life. And his name is Jesus. Jesus is the point of life. You see, if we live life like most people that you know live life, life after a very quick period of time of living life the way that you want to live life becomes meaningless. Why am I here? Am I here just for another paycheck? Am I here to buy another car? Am I here just to get my kids through school? Am I here to get married? Am I here just to procreate? I mean, why am I here? And if you never discover the why, if you never come into a relationship with the why of life, the what will never really make sense. And Jesus gave a call. And Jesus said to every person, he said, I want you to come unto me. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. All you who labor and are heavy laden. All you who are weary with life. You see, Jesus was speaking to an audience. He was speaking to a group of people that were very religious. And they had a lot of systems and a lot of rules. And as a matter of fact, the way that they thought that they could please God was by obeying a bunch of rules. And so they had created a whole system. And what happened was that the system, or the what, became more important than the why. The doing of religion became more important than the why of the religion. All over this city, all over this world, there are people who were focused on the what of religion. I mean, there are Christians attend City Church, or there are people who attend City Church who are focused on the what? On the religious aspects of trying to be good and trying to do a bunch of rules.
There are people at the Baptist church. There are people at the Muslim mosque on Friday that are trying to follow a bunch of rules. There are people in the Catholic church. There are people in Buddhist temples. There are people all over the world that are trying to do the what of religion. They have a bunch of systems, and they have a bunch of rules and a bunch of laws. And they miss the whole point. You see, these people that Jesus was speaking to, they had a whole list of laws. As a matter of fact, there were 10 biggies called the Ten Commands, but then there were about another 600 and some laws. And then on top of that, they had made other laws. Literally, there were over 10,000 rules. If you were to be a good Jewish follower of Yahweh, you would try to keep. And the problem is no one could do it. It was impossible. So this system of rules made men bound up, made men religious, made men hypocritical. Now, the fact is that everyone in this room is a hypocrite at some time. Isn't that right? We've all fallen short. We all make mistakes. We all miss the mark and don't measure up to the ideal that God has for us. But see, we understand the point of life, and it's the God of grace, and it's the God of truth. You see, this morning, these religious systems that men create, keep them trapped, keep them frustrated, make it a difficult thing to try to serve God. One of the measures of your life, one of the ways that you know your life isn't quite right in relationship with God, is that when it starts to get really hard and things start to get really difficult and you're always frustrated and inside there's an inner turmoil that you never have a sense of peace, it's an indication that you're following a system rather than having a relationship with God. You see, because even the law, God said this, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. This is the first and the greatest command. It was a relationship with God. It was a relationship with God to know Him. You see, Jesus not only called those who had a system of religious beliefs, but Jesus also called sinners. Jesus, last week we talked about, was a friend of sinners. Jesus loved people. Jesus loved all people. Jesus loved the drug dealer. Jesus loved the prostitute. Jesus loved the rich man. Jesus loved the poor man. Jesus was a friend of sinners. And Jesus called the sinners to come to Him. The fact is, we were all sinners. Jesus called me in the depth of my sin and despair. I resisted, and the longer I resisted, the harder my life got. But when I said yes to Jesus as a sinner, Immediately, I discovered that there was a God who really did care and really loved. A God who had the ability not only to love me, but to accept me exactly where I was at. And not only did He accept me, but He forgave me of things that I would never tell anybody. Things that even to this day I've never told anybody, but I've confessed them to my God. And although He knew and He saw, the Bible says that when I confessed my sin, He was faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all my wrongdoing. But Jesus also gave a call to the seeker. Jesus gave a call to the seeker. There's lots of people seeking fulfillment out there. There's lots of people seeking purpose out there. There's lots of people trying to find. They're seeking. Jesus called the seeker. But Jesus also called you the saint. You say, oh, I'm not a saint. Oh, yes, you are. You see, the moment you surrender your life to Jesus, the moment you say yes to Jesus and make Him the point of your life, the Bible says you're now a saint. You're now one who's separated, set apart for a purpose. Jesus said, you saints, come yoked with me. Learn of me. Come alongside of me. Let me teach you. Let me show you. Let me show you the unforced rhythms of my grace. They're unforced. There was this symbolism that Jesus uses of a yoke. In ancient times, it was the only way that they could farm. They would have two oxen that were next to each other, and they would be yoked together. And the way that they would do it is they would take an older, more mature oxen, and they would put it with a younger oxen. You see, the younger oxen would have to submit to the leadership of the bigger, more mature oxen. And if that oxen wouldn't submit, it got really tough, because the older, mature oxen was going ahead, was moving forward, was going to do the purpose for which it was created. See, that oxen was created for a purpose. You are created for a purpose. You today, God's chose you. God's called you. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. All you that are weary and tired, all you that are burdened down with trying to be religious, you're trying to be religious, it doesn't work. Come to me. You see, that yoking together with Jesus, what happens is when you say yes to Jesus and you submit to that call, you're saying, I surrender. Jesus, I surrender my life. It's not my plans, but it's your plans. It's not my dreams, but your dreams. Never my plan to come to Sanford, Florida. Never knew that Sanford, Florida existed. I never knew. I'm telling you, I had no idea that this place was on the planet. Never heard the name before in my whole life. But God had a plan for me. And what happened was, as I submitted to Jesus, was it always easy? Of course not. Challenging. You saw some of the, you know, the moves. They're great stories now, but you don't know how gory it was at the time. It was painful. Bouncing from place to place and not knowing where we were going to meet and all these kinds of things. This church is here as a reflection. This group of believers are here today, gathered together to worship our King, to make Jesus the point of our life and to make Him known in this city, to bring His love to every man, woman, boy, or girl. Jesus said, take my yoke and learn from me. I'm gentle and lowly. You see His character. He wants to give you rest. Jesus wants to give you rest for your soul. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to see. The bigger ox just led the way, plowed through the field. Jesus leads the way for you. You see this morning? The battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. But the battle is the Lord's. It's not your battle to fight. It's not your battle to figure out all the problems of the world. It's not your battle. You say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I trust you. You're going to lead me. You're going to direct me. I'm going to work. I got my hand to the plow. I'm going to go forward. But Jesus, you're the point of my life. My life today is surrendered to you. The way that we express that surrender, we do it in many ways. But it's an attitude of the heart. It's a heart that just says, Jesus, I'm yours. And one of the ways that we reflect it is when we gather together and we worship. The worship team right now is going to lead us. This is going to be our closing anthem today. I don't know where you are. Maybe it's been really hard and really challenging. Maybe things have been really, maybe you are a sinner today. Maybe you don't know God. But in these moments, in just a moment, we're going to stand together. Maybe you're just a seeker. You're outside looking in, but there's something in you that wants it, but you haven't fully surrendered to the Lord. You haven't fully surrendered your heart over to Him. In just a moment, we're going to begin to worship. We're going to begin to sing songs. I challenge you to open your mouth. If you've never sung as an act of worship to God, I challenge you inside your heart just to begin to say, God, I give you my worship. These words that I'm singing them to you. We're going to make this our declaration and our closing anthem this morning that Jesus is the point of our life. He is the King of our life, and we've come to be worshipers of Him.
Thanks for listening to this message, The Point of Life, with Lead Pastor Eugene Smith. For service times and more information about City Church Orlando, please visit our website anytime at orlandocitychurch.com or call 407-321-9600.